There's few newcomers for my session, you know. What we were trying is basically two types of meditation according to Buddhism. One is samatha and the other one is vipassana. Samatha and vipassana. Samatha is to develop our samadhi. I hope you understand what samadhi is, right? Ability to keep our mind at one point without allowing it to wander here and there. Right? For example, if you can keep your mind at one point for 5 minutes, we say that 5 minutes you have samadhi. Right? But the level of samadhi may vary. Sometimes you may be able to stay 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or half an hour. Right? So half an hour means very good samadhi compared to it. Okay? Now, when we try to keep our mind at one point, in general what we find is very difficult to keep it there. Without our knowledge, it's going here and there. That means we do not have proper control. When we try to keep it at one point, it is not listening. Right? Without our knowledge, it is wandering. So, before try to keep or force our mind to stay at one point, it's better to find out why. Why it cannot stay at one point? So what are the possible causes, reasons why it is wandering here and there without our knowledge? So if you carefully observe what kind of thoughts come in, right? That is one way of identifying why it is going here and there. So sometimes we will find angry thoughts. If we remember about any angry person, we used to think of going after them. So we lose control. We forget what we were doing. So anger is one major reason. Another type of thoughts are due to attachment. If we, you know, remember something, we attach, then it is going after that. Again, we lose control. So these are the two main reasons, our attachments and aversion or anger, trying to keep away. So samadhi is somewhere in between. Not towards anger, not towards attachment, but somewhere in between. If we can reduce these two extremes, strong attachments and aversions, if we can reduce them a little bit, then it's easier to develop our samadhi, because samadhi is somewhere in between. Okay? So this is what basically you have to understand in order to develop your samadhi. So before trying to keep our mind at one point, it's better to reduce these two extremes, attachment and aversion. To reduce our aversion or anger, we use one type of meditation, that is metta meditation, meditation on loving kindness, right? Maitri Bhavana. By developing loving thoughts within ourselves, we can reduce our unnecessary anger. Then, we need to practice another meditation to reduce our attachment. That is the asubha sanya. Oh, we can contemplate the unpleasant nature of our own body. So Buddha mentioned in one type of meditation to separate this body into 32 main parts, right? That is kumapadhara. 32 parts, and consider them separately, one by one. What type of thing this is? Then to see the unpleasant nature or ugly nature of each of them. Right? By doing that, we can reduce our strong attachments a little bit. Okay? Then you can try any type of meditation where it helps you to develop your one-pointedness. In this case, we can use our breath, anapanasati. So these are the three main meditation types you need if you want to develop your samadhi. Okay? So this samadhi helps you to develop your mind, make it stronger. Okay? But that is not the main part shown by Buddha. Okay? Not only samadhi, you have to develop other meditation, that is prajna, wisdom part. Through prajna only one can achieve madha phala, the results of the path. You know, four types of phala. So on, Sakurdagam, Anagam, and Naram. So if you want to enter that path, you have to develop prajna or wisdom. So that is the second type of meditation, vipassana. We use vipassana to develop prajna. Okay? So earlier part, it is samatha, in order to develop our samadhi. So first we try samatha and probably we discuss about vipassana. Okay? First try to develop our samadhi. So as I mentioned, in order to develop samadhi, we have to practice three types of meditation. One is to reduce aversion or anger, that is metta meditation. To reduce attachment, the asubha bhavana, right? 32 parts of the body. Then anapanasati to develop our samadhi. Okay? So we start with the metta meditation. Purpose is to reduce our anger. So I hope you are familiar with metta meditation. We can use any types of terms where I increase our loving kindness. Like may I be well and happy, free from anger, suffering, fear, and so on. So whatever terms you use, try to think about me. For example, when I say may I be well and happy, try to get that happy feeling. Right? Then free from fear. Just check whether you have any fear. Right? May I get rid of this? Okay. Or if I say may I be free from sicknesses. If you have any sickness now, focus to that place and think, may I get cured, get rid of this sickness. Okay? Like that you have to relate it to yourself, meaning of each time. Okay? Right. So we'll try that, so sit in proper posture. Try to keep your back a little bit straight, hands left hand and then right hand on top of your left hand. And can close your eyes and try to think about meaning of these terms. First, we focus to ourselves. May I be well and happy. Try to get that happy feeling. May I be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May I be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May I take care of myself happily. If you are free from all those ill thoughts, you can do anything happy. May I be well and happy. May I be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May I be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May I take care of myself happily. Now think about your front direction. We consider it as north direction. May all beings in the direction of north be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. Now we go around ourselves in clockwise direction. Next direction, northeast. May all beings in the direction of northeast be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. Right hand side. May all beings in the direction of east be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all beings in the direction of southeast be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, and grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. We are behind. May all beings in the direction of south be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, ill will. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all beings in the direction of southwest be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, sufferings, fear. May they all be free from hatred, evil, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. Left hand side. May all beings in the direction of west be well and happy. may they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, greed. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all beings in the direction of Northwest be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, greed. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all beings above me be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, greed. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all beings below me be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, greed. May they all take care of themselves happily. Now we can think about all directions at once. May all beings in all directions be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. Now think about your loving ones, your family members, friends, relatives. May all those who are loving to me be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all those who are neutral to me be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. Now think about your enemies. May all those who are angry with me be well and happy. May they all be free from anger, suffering, fear. May they all be free from sicknesses, hatred, grief. May they all take care of themselves happily. May all beings take care of themselves happily. May all beings take care of themselves happily. May all beings take care of themselves happily. Now to normalize your minds, think. May I normalize myself? May I normalize myself? May I come out from samadhi? May I come out from samadhi? And then slowly open your eyes. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Right? So that is one way of